Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Hassan. That right there is Big Jerv. That's Black Trey. Today on Bomb, we got... All right, let's talk Power. Power season finale. I like to call this
best episode.
Yeah, it's about damn time. Right? I'm like, what is this dude, Sal, what are you doing, man? Y'all could have been did this. Y'all could have defended this. And I'm glad that even Power realized how powerific it is to have security sitting in a car, all four of them, outside. Like, yo, it's so easy to clip them off. That's the thing. I was like, how is this secure? And sure enough,
Yeah, were they hot boxing?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But they every time when they show them parked outside the house, it's like all four of you guys are in the car together. That just doesn't seem like good protocol. Like, I'm just saying. So, you know, they got taken out. But again, it's power. So if you notice, everybody got shot, right? But like, no one's gonna die.
Not a soul gonna die.
The biggest person who died was Worrell, right? Worrell's dead.
He had to go.
I mean, he had been tricky all season anyway. So, I mean, I wasn't really too crazy, but that like loosens up for Joey Badass character to maybe join up, and they make this Jamaica Queen super team to go at the mob boss on some Marvel superhero shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this. I'm silly.
I was gonna say all the innocent people that were just getting clipped in this shit was so crazy.
All the crackheads,
like, jukebox mom.
Oh yeah, she needed to go. No one likes her.
Yeah, she was ready to get clipped. The crackheads, niggas in the dope house.
Yeah,
that nigga was in charge of people's money, and that's wild.
Yeah, I'm like, that's just a dumb power flip and shit, man. Like, we don't need that.
Stinger,
I don't
need to too. I forgot about old girl.
Zisa caught it. Yeah,
fucking Zisa.
Zisa caught it. I won't lie. I thought at one point Lou was gonna shoot Rock. That was the best scene. That's the best acting scene they've ever had. Yeah, that's the best scene. She's like, "I own you, nigga.
I own you, nigga."
That was legit the best acting scene ever in Power.
Because that does argument, own them, though.
I know, but still, man.
I thought somebody was gonna shoot. How they shot it? I thought somebody was gonna shoot Lou from there, like, you know, take him out because they thought his back.
I thought, like, again. Like, I thought while she was talking and stuff that he was just gonna, like, mid conversation just shoot her, and then be like, "Oh shit, what have I done?" or whatever, you know, like something like that.
The nosy cop was pissing me off too.
Oh man,
she gotta go.
When Kanan threw her to the ground, man.
Yo, she was scared. She didn't even know how to handle that situation. I knew she didn't want to fuck up. She was already. So when he got on, it was just burnt. Famous was smart this time. The nigga knew when to run.
Yeah.
Took the fucking drugs and ran.
Shout out to Famous.
He said something when he's like, when they were talking about they need money or whatever. I can't remember what he said. Every episode, he has something that makes me laugh.
Selling on the ass? Selling ass?
Yeah, yeah. We got to get back to selling. Selling what? Ass? shout out to Jukebox for tracking down the kid that asked her out on a date and kicking his ass. I didn't know it was...
Yeah, I know.
Did y'all ever put two and two together like that?
No. I missed that part.
That's one of them things that you know, as a soap opera, they just think you just, you know, imply.
You're supposed to put two and two together.
Yeah. I didn't think that. I thought Young Boy was just thirsty. It was like, oh,
yeah,
it's a new shorty at church. I'm on it.
I definitely thought Marvin was gonna die after he said that shit to Jukebox. Like, he wasn't gonna come back and make it back home. I thought they were gonna fuck it up and just like, all right, kill him off now. Cause you know he was walking, and then obviously wheelchair bro was like, come on. Yeah. Nigga, come on, I got the dog.
I definitely thought he was gonna die up until the point where he got shot. And then the dude that's in every mafia shit said, I got him. He ain't going nowhere. I was like, oh, this nigga.
Yeah,
he's not dying.
Well, just like the guy that had Rock cornered. Why is he like,
pull the trigger?
Like, he's like all scared and stuff. Like, yo, we don't know who you are. It's not like you have a connection with this person where you would have like a moment of hesitation. Oh, how about the Baltimore guys double crossing Rock.
I hate them niggas, man. They remind me of the nigga Les, the nigga from Oz, the crooked warden. I mean, what's the nigga's name that ran
Quarns? Quirms.
That nigga had hair like Quirms.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Yeah, like the, you know, it's funny. I thought, like, if he shaved his head, he kind of looked like Jerv.
Oh my God!
Who? Oh, come on, man!
The Baltimore cat, man!
Come on,
that nigga look. That nigga look nuts.
If Jerv put on a wig, put on the like
crazy shag.
Yeah, man. Like, but that's also a wild. Like, yep. You know, thanks for killing Cartier for us. We're cool, right? And I'm like, how do y'all figure, man? Plus, we heard you guys got to
cut out the middleman. We don't cut out the middleman.
It's true. Like, that makes sense, but it's like, this is not how you do business, man. And then also, Juliana, what's she doing?
It's the real plug. She the real plug. Who knew?
Kaiser Sose.
He's like, I trust my cousin's business. First of all, she did her hair. Like, y'all notice her hair done up.
But them curls was popping. It wasn't that ponytail anymore. She was outside.
You know what I mean? And Rock didn't really catch on until she's like, oh, wait, the cousin looking at you like, oh, shit, you really calling this motherfucker? Who knew you was really the plug? You was playing a part.
Getting her ass beat by her husband every day.
Getting her ass beat for no reason. She just wanted to know what it felt like. She wanted to know what pain felt like. Just getting her ass beat for just to do it, man. Power some bullshit, bro. Like, I really love that shit. Like, and I was like, man, I was so disappointed because I'm like, this is an episode where I would be excited to go into the next episode. But of course they end this shit. And then you got Howard, obviously, like, we got to talk to your moms, right? And he's driving in his little Corvette. And they pull up and catch Rock and Joey Badass, like, shot. And he's like, oh, man. And, you know, Kanan making that stupid-ass face.
That's when he all surprised he make a face like that.
You're making queens, nigga.
Now, are y'all surprised that Kanan gets to be as disrespectful as that nobody whooped his ass?
Yeah, because he's a spoiled brat. He's a spoiled brat, dog.
But that's why you shouldn't be surprised, because spoiled brats that are entitled to shit, they're disrespectful because no one's going to check them on shit.
Yeah. No, that's real.
He deserves to get his ass whooped, though.
Yeah, one good time. And now Rock got to actually fuck with this nigga. Got to fuck with Howard. And actually, you know, because they're going to have to put the cop down. They going to super team up. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he don't want to be with her, but he just want to make things right. Obviously, he done healed. So, I guess he done beat cancer. He Muslim now. Oh, you a Muslim now. No more dope games. I wanted to say that so bad. I set myself up for that. But, yeah, man. Again, I'm not mad at the show. I'm mad that it took so late to have a good episode like that.
Well, I'm just like, I don't understand why it took the Italians so long to just realize. you know, we have way more people and guns and everything. We can just run up on them and just do this, like do exactly what they did.
And they played my song, Oh, What a Night.
Yeah.
See, that's one of them white songs that the black people fuck with for sure. But yeah. You on mute, Slime?
Why when they shot up the block, why did they, like, everyone was inside. The boss is in there. Why not? Like, I don't know. Like, why do people shoot? Like, I feel like on Bronxville, they would have thrown a Molotov cocktail or something.
Yeah, I don't think they were doing that type of time.
Also, it was no windows.
Bullshit-ass messages. That is true. Yeah. You have to go all the way around. It was like some brick wall, right?
Yeah, it's just a brick wall. They chilling outside like them old heads and do the right thing. Just chilling outside a brick wall. This show. What's the next power that's going to drop?
Technically be BMF would be next on the plate, I think.
Yeah.
January.
That's not even that. But I'm just thinking about the power burst. It'd probably be Raising Kanan.
This is Raising Kanan.
No, this
I mean, not Raising Kanan, but Tariq shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, bro,
Tommy, and then
it's probably nothing though, honestly, because you figure November is like tomorrow, and if BMF is coming out in January, he would have already started promoting Tariq shit, or at least said something about how they filming. You know what I mean? Only thing we keep seeing is that Monique is going to be in BMF. That's it. Other than that, I don't think he got a power coming anytime soon.
Poop from the Wire too. Gonna be in it.
It's funny. It's so funny. I showed somebody the other night, like they hadn't heard of Lou Young. So I showed the what's my man? Zeke. The Z Cross. If the Ramirez was a cop, seems like an inside job. Fucked her up with that one.
Fucked her up with that one.
Professor Milgram. The scene where he's playing basketball and the light-skinned dude shows up and says, one shoe size bigger than the other, right? And then, yeah, like what?
Oh, man. I think, doesn't everyone have one of your feet is bigger than the other ones? It's technically, isn't that how it works?
No, but you wear different shoe sizes though, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that shit.
Oh, man. All right. All right. That's going to do it for us here on Bomb. Remember, catch those overflow episodes and be a Patreon. Patreon.com/countingthings. For Black Trey, for Big Derb, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.